Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99-foot-long deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ugh, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back, Jay. With Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, second segment. A little combine talk. How it, correlates to Nebraska. But I think the biggest thing that with the combine is great. It's a great opportunity to put your athletic skills on display. And I think the one thing that's different about the combine is, getting the invite was huge, and it is still huge right now. But I think also they use the combine more. I was reading something here just right here where they're using it more for guys that they don't know much about. Now, obviously, I think the four Nebraska guys are invited just to, because they were, good prospects. But I think where you see some guys like a Nash not going, I think he's been here and been so productive, they feel like they know everything about him, which I don't think is fair, because I think the combine is part of the experience. And sometimes being so good for so long, then they kind of look over you, right? I don't believe in that. But I think also, that's where if you do well at the pro day, you see a lot of guys not only get drafted but picked up, and they use, it parlays into a pretty long career. But more importantly, what Nebraska's doing, and if I was talking to the team, talking about the players and how important special teams is because, if you're not a starter, first of all, if you're a starter, you should be playing, right? Playing special teams, or at least, a factor on at least, two or three of the core four special teams. But it's just, say if you're a guy that's trying to, you're in competition and you're number four on a depth chart, but you're a starter on kickoff and kick all four special teams. Even with the roster size reduced, I'm sure there's only a certain amount that go on to travel, right? So that means you go from the number four base defense safety to actually number two when you go on the road. Mm. And you talk about taking advantage of an opportunity. You created opportunity by being a hellraiser on special teams, right? Somebody that I can trust. Taking advantage of opportunity is, say somebody just, gets their bell rung and has to go into the blue tent, or needs to be taken in to get their ankle tape. Next thing you know, you go from essentially a four string to playing. Luck goes your way, or you play well for 2 weeks. Next thing you know, you're like, you know what? He's actually our backup, safety or, linebacker, or whatever. And they feel comfortable for you. Now you get more reps. You start to develop. You start to push for playing time. Next thing you know, you end up starting for the next 2 or 3 years. Now you're at the combine. That's how it goes, man. And it goes in. So when people, I just always look at it like how you can not be invested in special teams, but you're telling me you're a football player. I always look at it as if I was a coach and a kid was coming in and said he wants more reps, but he doesn't play special teams, I would ask him. And this is not me giving you coach talk. I was like, well, you want me to trust you essentially with my job, right? Because you're representing me. I got to coach you, and then you got to go represent. But you're also telling me that I can't even trust you or the special teams coach and Coach Eckler, but everybody's investing in special teams, that you're not willing to give me everything you got for 12 plays a game.
12.
14, yeah, 12. You can't be a player on 12, but you want to turn around and play 72 plays, 60 plays, 50 plays, 36 plays. That's what they need to really get grasp on. Yes, you got recruited as a receiver, linebacker, running back, whatever, tight end, but you need to learn how to play football. I think a lot of times it gets the misconception is you go right from high school, and there is guys that go right from high school to playing and starting and being a factor, but the Ryan Williams, Jeremiah Smith, and I know we got, was it Hunter that came from Cal? He's a freshman. That's not the norm. The norm is if you are a freshman playing or if you redshirted, you need to earn your stripes not only through practice and hard work and developing, get bigger, faster, stronger, but you also need to learn how to play special teams. It's a football play. It's actually an easy way to learn, you know, how to be a factor. And if you want to get noticed, and if you look at, okay, listen, here's a perfect example for guys. I know you moved on to Missouri. Mekhi Bear, right? I will tell you, I felt like he came in, I think he got hurt early, you know, in his career at Nebraska. I think he was left for dead in the water with the previous staff. The new staff comes in. They didn't have a lot of guys coming into the portal. And then he embraced, you know, Coach Corey over there in the weight room and the nutrition and the accountability, reshaped his body. And I think a little bit of it was just, you know, obviously coming off rehab and getting a chance to really, you know, be in the offseason. But still, you know, he very easily with a new coaching staff, which Coach Rule said he's not kicking anybody off the team, you know, he could have very easily jumped in the portal and chose to go back home, which I think he's from New Jersey, but he stuck it out, reshaped his body. Wasn't really thought of as pushing for playing time coming out of spring or after 2-a-days. But what'd you see against Minnesota that first game in Thursday night? Him making, you know, hell of five plays. Then you saw him playing on defense. Then you saw him go to next week at Colorado, still play special teams, got in on defense, right? Based on what he did previous week on special teams, led the team in tackles, was kind of a rotational starter that year. Full-time starter last year, you know, played pretty decent or decent enough. He went in the portal, and now he's at Missouri after graduating in Nebraska. Now, if he would have never embraced special teams or the culture that Matt Rhule wants to implement, you know, I'm sure he got some NIL money to go to Missouri. I'm sure, you know, he didn't go there for free. He was probably getting NIL money here, so he made himself some money by the way of special teams. That's no different than the league. Like, I didn't come in the league, and I did pretty good at the combine. You know, I ran a, you know, 4.58, 4.63, jumped 36, did the short shot. I could do all that, right? But there's a lot of guys. But I didn't. Right, yeah. They were pointing straight that day. I can tell you that. Right? They were picking, hey, that slew foot was not in there, boy. They was going straight. But I will tell you, I mean, so you don't come. I didn't come in the league as a surefire day one starter. I didn't even know if I was going to make the team, let alone I thought I was maybe, you know, going to make the practice squad. I looked at it. These are four guys. The two starters were set. The other guy was a third down linebacker named Marlo Perry, who was a great mentor to me, along with Sam Cowart and John Holosek. And then the other guy was a guy named Joe Cummings, who was a special teams guy that Bruce DeHaven liked. Right? I think he played at Wyoming or something. The four guys were set. Marlo Perry was a special teams captain, third down linebacker. He's set.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I had to get in where I fit in. I had to force my way in. And then you had to wait. But you got to work while you wait. And that's what I think a lot of kids don't understand, not only going into college or coming from high school to college. And sure, it is an adjustment. Playing all the time. Maybe you have to redshirt. And then you got to play. I mean, it is an adjustment. But ultimately, you know, the Peyton Mannings and all those guys go from high school to starting and being successful. It doesn't even happen. Peyton Manning even struggled his first year as in college. He struggled his first year in the pros. Mm-hmm. He learned from it and he had to go get better. You have to go through the grind unless the opportunity presents itself. And that's obviously, you know, based on your draft status and then obviously your star ranking or whatever coming out of high school. But you also need other factors to be in your favor, not established starters ahead of you. They need and want you to play day one, but then also you have to be able to embrace that opportunity and perform like it. And sometimes it's an adjustment, whether you're going from high school to college or college to the pros, and it takes some time, but you got to work no matter what while you wait.
And you've said this in regards to football, but I think it's, you know, true in sports and sometimes in life as well. It's the journey. It's not the destination, right? You got to work hard. You got to put it in. Without the guarantee, the promise of success, right? Maybe you're not the one that gets promoted to from special teams to, you know, backup receiver or starting receiver. Maybe you're putting in work, you know, on scout team, and you're not the one that gets the call to be the sixth man or whatever it is. that's part of the beauty of it is the work behind the scenes that you have to put the work in, because if you don't, you won't be successful. You won't even give yourself a chance to do it. But just because you're putting in the work behind the scenes, you've always said, doesn't guarantee you success. That's where those other factors of right place, right time, right relationship in some cases, you know, those come into play later. But I think what I'm getting from what you're saying is it's got to start with the work that you put in behind the scenes, maximizing, you know, not just the number of reps you get, which is a part of it, but what you get out of those reps and putting yourself in position to be in position to make plays.
Yeah, I mean, football is like, it's a lot like hockey, man. You can't fake playing. You got to play with passion. You got to prepare with passion. You got to have a purpose. It's not a play. It's not a game that you can kind of lollygag through, because you could literally, you know, in some cases die out there. You get put to sleep. And so you got to work in a lot of time in dark, in the darkness. And really it's a lot of early mornings and late nights. I mean, you practice 90% of the time. You prepare for 12 games a year in college, obviously 17 in the pros. And that's still not a lot. Now, granted, physically, you can't play as many games as you do in hockey, baseball, or basketball. But ultimately, you prepare and you practice a lot. And that takes a lot of work. And then the competition is so thick on getting on the field, you have to be able to separate yourself. You have to constantly reset every single year. You might have played good last year, but you also know that there's other guys coming and there other guys want what you have. And so, you know, as great as it is when you get on the field early, it's harder to stick, because you got to really, really, first of all, you have that self-reflection. You got to look at yourself like, okay, what do I got to get better at, right? I'm not as good as everybody's telling me. I'm not as bad, but I have to get better at something. Then you have to be motivated and be able to challenge yourself to continue to do it, right? And so that now you're chasing that, like, that uncatchable ghost, right, of, you know, who's out there preparing more than me? Did I do enough today? Did I do enough in the offseason? So you're going into every training camp wondering, I wouldn't say if you're good enough, but have I gotten better at things, or have I done enough? Right. And you could be doing everything and then some, but you still have to answer the bell. And I always talk about building that, you know, feeding the faith and starving the doubt, and that you have to build that belief through hard work. If you do not have superior confidence stepping on that field as a competitor, if you haven't put in work, you have to, that's honest. And the work isn't, you know, all right, we got to be at OTAs. I got to be there from, let's just say 8 to 1 during OTAs. I got to lift. I got to go to meetings. I got to, you know, practice, obviously. And then I go home and I got fed a couple times. That's not putting in work. That's just doing the basics. If you want to just be like just moving through, just blend in, you ain't going to make it. Blend in guys ain't going to make it. And that's why you say with special teams, that's why, like, if basketball guys that are willing to play defense and be the glue guys, those guys end up playing like a Dudley. I saw that he's on the Mavericks bench. He played like he ain't had no business being in the league 14 years. He ain't had no business being in the league. Yep. Adonis Haslam. He was a good player when he came in, but he had to get in where he fit in. He became the ultimate locker room guy, played like 16, 17, maybe even 18 years. Probably could still play right now, but he knows how to, you know, stick on a team and then obviously stick in the league. And so, and that's no different than football, where whether you're, you know, part of the 105 or what will be the 105, or when you try to make a, you know, an NFL team, it's making it, but learn how to stick. And some guys never got the opportunity. Some guys, the habits that they, you know, used in college, the distractions that they had never, you know, allowed them to get a chance at the next level. And then when you get there, you know, your sport has got to be your main focus. It takes a tremendous amount of sacrifice by you and, you know, people around you, but ultimately it'll pay off if you take advantage of it. And, you know, that's where these guys are able to, you know, have a system in place in Nebraska that gets you prepared on and off the field. You just got to take advantage of it. And it's not just the basics. You got to do more. If you want to be basic, just do the basics. Those guys that do the basics, those are the sweatsuits and steaks guy. They like the big, nice steaks, and they like wearing the sweatsuits. Those guys won't be playing. So you want more guys that want to be the best and try to do what it takes to be the best so you can beat the best. You get more guys like that, then it makes coaching a lot easier, because you ain't got to worry about whether they show up on time or show up ready to compete. And, you know, that's what Nebraska's trying to do. And that's what, you know, these guys that are at the combine and are going to participate in pro day Hopefully that they do. So, you know, it's not, like you said, it's not how you arrive. It's how you stick and stay. And so with that being said, we're going to take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, old school, put a bow on this bad boy, then turn it over to WTF with Eric Strickland and Cluster Johnson. Old school, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Norman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.